Good morning, people of God. Welcome this morning as we do come together in this time of worship. We do celebrate in this time together. Today's theme is Love Matters Here, and we celebrate the love of God living in our Christ Jesus here in this place, and for each other, and for the world. By the way, how are you?
Grateful.
Grateful? Grateful. See, how many said that to somebody else this week? What do they do? How do they respond?
Me too.
Me too. That's good. Come on. Good. Anybody else?
Glad you're positive. Better than just okay.
Anyway, I'm grateful that you're here, and I'm grateful to be here with you this morning. You share this love matters. We're going to start out with a little temple talk by one of our campers from the summer. Oh, he's there already.
Hi. I think camp is actually really good because...
You can get up a close to
the mic. Okay. Why? So, I think camp is good because... There's a lot of fun activities, and every day they have, like, Bible study and stuff. So it just talks a lot about, like, God, and then you just get to have fun, too.
Thanks, Ian.
Confession and forgiveness. There is only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, whose love never quits, help us admit that we have been wrong. Give us the word cannot. Tell us again you believe in us. So we can love ourselves and each other like you do.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins in the presence of God and of one another. Loving God, we confess that we have turned from you to our own ways. Forgive us the time of use we have acted quickly. We have not spoken or acted at all. Have hurt those closest to us. We have hurt those we have yet known. We have made ourselves more important than our selves. And give us a fresh start so we can move in general. Here's the good news. Even when we have done wrong, God sees the good in us. Even when we have messed up, God give us a fresh start. God's love never runs out, and God never tries of calling us beloved children. Hear God say to you, your sins are forgiven.
Thank you.
You are children of God.
God has something to say.
And we are listening.
God hears our voices.
So we stand and pray.
Come, let us worship.
Your people.
Awesome. You are always ready to hear our cries.
Good job.
Shine.
shine, let it shine, let it shine. Come on back. Here we go. This is the gospel light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Hey, hey, hey. I'll be born. Are you ready? I'll be born.
Be born.
The drum.
Be born.
For the Lord our God.
Be born.
Be born.
The drum. Be strong.
Come.
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved, nor will the one watches over you fall asleep.
Behold, the keeper of Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord watches you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
The Lord will preserve you from evil and will keep your life.
The Lord will watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore.
Reading Romans 8:31-39. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring us any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies, who condemns. It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed interceded for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution, or frenemy, or darkness, nakedness, or peril, or sword. As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Why don't you stand, if you're able? Put your bulletins down, you don't need them. Put your hands up. Look at the axes. Holly, holly, holly. Clap. Take it out with your fingers. Blue, yes, holly, holly, holly. So every time you do that, that's what you do. You got that? All right. Now, why don't you feel some air move?
Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's for one's friend. You are my friends if you did want. I command you, I did not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from the Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him. In my name, I am giving you those commands so that you may love one another. You, the Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. and you're going to want to sit down here because you're going to want to see the pictures. So come on down here. This one is called Maybe I Can Love My Neighbor Too. I live at the corner of 9th and 19th, upstairs in apartment 4A. A building is going up across the street. Week after week, it grows taller and taller and taller, climbing up high in the sky. Mama, will all the new people, you know, be our neighbors too? I asked one day. Every single person in our neighborhood, she says, whether they live next door or across the street or far, far away. I know I'm supposed to love my neighbors, but how can I love that many people? I ask. Mama gives me a hug. Oh, honey, she says, I'm sure you'll find a way. Maybe start by noticing the way others show love. A man walks by the construction site, pushing a shopping cart that's stuffed with blankets and bags. The wheels hit a bump in the road, and the cart almost tips over. But one of the workers moves fast to catch it and sets it upright again. Helping someone who's just passing by is a way to show love. Maybe I can love my neighbor too. Mama and I walk down to the park, just like we do every day. I see a man and a woman up ahead, talking to people while they wait at the light. I stare at the pictures on the man's arms while he tells Mama about people who had to leave their homes because they weren't safe anymore. Mama hands a few dollars to the woman who has a purple stripe in her hair. Giving money so people can have a safe place to live is a way to show love. Maybe I can love my neighbor too. At the park, an old man is shouting his dog's name. Shadow! Shadow! He calls. A boy runs after the dog, diving to catch him. A minute later, Shadow is back with his owner. The old man says, "Thank you," over and over and over. Helping older folks is a way to show love. Maybe I can love my neighbor too. Mama, look at me, I shout, and she waves from the bench under her favorite tree. When I'm all out of breath, I sit at the edge of the sandbox, watching the other kids play. A girl tosses me a shovel and a pail, and then we build the most elegant castle and dig a moat around it. We decorate it with royal flags made of sticks and seeds and leaves. That was kind of that girl, Mama says, when we're walking back home. I liked seeing how she loved her neighbor, and the neighbor this time was you. Sharing toys with a friend is a way to show love. Maybe I can show love my neighbor, too. There's sand between my toes, and Mama says it's time for the tub. But then we hear a knock on the door. It's our neighbors from upstairs, and they baked us a loaf of bread. Sharing good things to eat is a way to show love. Maybe I can love my neighbor, too. At dinner, I tell Daddy, "Guess what? I learned something new today." "That's what I like to hear," he says. "What is it?" "Every person in the whole world is my neighbor," I say, "and I can love them too." "I could give my birthday money to someone who needs it more than me," I say. "Or I could carry groceries or open doors for people who aren't as strong as me." I pull up my sleeves and I show my muscles.
"You're kidding, girl."
"There are a lot of ways," I say. "I can be kind to other kids in the park or even make something to share with people in our building." "I knew you'd find ways to show love to others," Mama says with a smile. Every other person in the whole wide world is my neighbor. whether they live next door or across the street or far, far away. And I know I can love my neighbors too. There they all are. What does it look like she did for the construction people? What did she do, Olivia?
She got a drink for them.
She did. She brought them a drink of maybe water or lemonade. The end. That was really, really cool. So, how many people are your neighbors?
Everyone.
Everyone? Are you sure? Everyone? No one? Everyone? Or only a couple people? Everyone. Rowan agrees. Thank you guys for joining me and listening to that story with me this morning. We can head on back soon.
Right? No. This is our culture's lie du jour.
lie to us. We must resist with our very lives. Before you read this book, know this, she says. If you disagree with me, I love you. If you're the publisher who censored this book, I love you. If you're a Republican, I love you. If you're a Democrat, I love you. Or an independent, I love you. If you're straight or LGBTQ, I love you. If your skin is brown, white, black, I love you. If you hate this book, I love you anyway. If you love it, I love you too. If you're Christian, I love you. If you're Muslim, I love you. If you're an atheist, I love you. If you're Sikh, Hindu, Jewish, Baha'i, or Native American, I love you. If you're an American citizen, I love you. If you're Syrian, Iraqi, French, or Kenyan, I love you. If you're a refugee or an immigrant, I love you. I love you all, period. No exceptions, as badly as some days I want to make them. And therein is our challenge. How do we love unconditionally? How do we love that makes it matter here? How do I show love? I think we go to the source in which demonstrates this love for us. Jesus in his gospel text today to his disciples. Let me pick it up. Let me pick the gospel. Jesus spends his whole ministry teaching and guiding his disciples, teaching them how to love. In fact, he says that is the main thing. And of course, we want to say about the main thing, let's keep the main thing the main thing. Let's keep Jesus and the love of Jesus the main thing. He says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. He sets the tone. He demonstrates that. No one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for friends. You are my friends. You do what I command. In other words, he's inviting them to follow in what he does. I don't call you servants anymore because the servant is not the one who master is doing, but I call you friends because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. I love that, by the way. You did not choose me, I chose you. Your name and claim. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Appointed us to go and bear fruit. In other words, to be doers of the word. We're not love. If all that we say is a love and nothing, there's nothing that goes with it, it becomes stagnant. It becomes unbelievable, perhaps worthless. The thing is, I mean, how many things do we say that we do, or that we say that we fail to follow through, fail to be doers of the word? So Jesus is our primary one. And he shows his disciples. Think about all the different things that Jesus showed as an example. There's a whole bunch of people on the hillside who wanted to be fed. They didn't have enough food, the disciples thought. It was impossible. He feeds 5,000. Another place, 4,000. He meets a woman at a well, a Samaritan woman. Someone who's outcast. And he shows her grace and love and forgiveness. He demonstrates it. Everything Jesus does is a demonstration of that. Ultimately, he's going to the cross. Going to the cross for us. In the same book, she writes down her beloved Charlotte and her mother's taught 40 love lessons. I'm not going to use the name out all for you here. Just don't worry about it. That'll take too long. I'm over time already. So. Here she says, even if you're not a great singer, sing anyway. God will love the sound of your voice simply because it's yours. If it gets to be too much inside, go outside. The sun on your face, like an I'm sorry from the world or from God. Always visit sick, old, dying, and hurting people. Most people avoid looking hardship in the face, but you must always sit down beside it and look straight behind it. Well, I won't do this one, but some of you might. Always put a little lipstick on in the car at the first red light. Smiles need to be seen. If you make a promise, keep it forever. It's forever, even if it hurts. Make your goal every day to make someone, everyone around you, feel comfortable in their own skin. Tuck a special note in your child's lunchbox. Have a great day at school. Love your mom. Love your dad. Best horrible dessert ever. As hard as you try, sometimes in life it's not possible to get close to your parents. And even to meet them, or even to know them, avoid blame. Do your best to love where you live. But forgive yourself if sometimes you have to head south. Let your child choose to play the instrument he or she wants. Tell her only after she has decided on a clarinet for herself that you used to play too. Even if you own wings, even if your own wings don't work, you can still teach your child to fly. This is the definition of miracle. When in doubt, sing him. When all said and done, faith in God is the only safe hand to bet the entire city on. Wear other people's joy on a fine fur. Nothing looks more beautiful on you. In other words, we're talking about being participants in this love matters here. Participants, not merely spectators. We're not sitting in stands. We need to be doers. We need to show it. And all that we do here amongst ourselves and out that door in our community. Are we a community church? Are we a church within this community? Well, how do we share? How do we live? How do we grow? That is the call to love what matters here. That is the thing that draws us together and unites us with a stronger bond than we can fully understand. My friends, love matters here. Let's go love. Oh, I was going to teach you something. Can I teach you something? We got time? Didn't we got time? Use the power and you can shut off the microphone. You have to understand this. I know my place. One of the ways that I learned how to memorize scripture, how to learn scripture, was through song. And this is actually a song. What is going on here with my Easter? Like this. And this is 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. It goes like this. I'm going to teach you. Even if my Easter egg goes flat. Okay. Beloved, let us love one another. For the love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Through the love of God, knoweth not God, for God is love. Let us love one another. 1 John 4, 7, and 8. How many of you have heard that song before? Let's try it together. Let's sing it together. Just kind of pick up as you're, you know, there's a lot of loves in there. So if it comes to a where it sounds like it's going to be love, just blurt out love. You're beloved. Beloved, let us love one another. Love of God, everyone loves the Word of God. Love of God. Love not, knoweth thy God, for God is love. Love it.
not going to trust my guitar, so you go ahead.
Knowing the one in whom we trust, and with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all in need. Faithful partner, you will not leave us without a blessing. Wrestle with your church and renew it for the sake of the world. Preserve our life in you so that we faithfully name you before the world, Lord, in your mercy. Grant us joy in these autumn days, as the daylight shortens and summer's green abundance decays. Scatter the seeds that will bring forth new life in the spring. Keep watch over your whole creation, Lord, in your mercy. Mercifully extend your ancient promises to all people. Keep and defend the nations from all evil, and be their shade and protection. Help us in your steadfast love, guide the human family in ways of mercy and justice. Lord, in your mercy. Our help comes from you, maker of the heaven and earth. Hear the cries of those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, especially Andy, Josie, Randy and Pam, Heidi, Sue, Patty, Kathy, Ernest, Lexon, Jim, Norm and Helen, Sharon, Kevin, Grace, Levi, Sean, Libby, Tracy, Leo, Sam, our Compassion congregation in Malawi, and Abusa Pastor Francis. All those who serve in our military and their families, and all our members and families residing in care facilities or confined in their homes, and help us not to lose heart so that your healing love prevails in our lives. Lord, in your mercy. Speak through us in our encounters with Holy Scripture. Hearten us and strengthen ministers of faith formation so that all who belong to you may be capable and equipped for good works in your name. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you for our grace made manifest in saints who have gone before us. Living in hope, bring us all to the joyful feast that has no end. Lord, in your mercy. Trusting and delighting in you, we commend all our lives into your loving hands. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you. Share the peace with one another.
We continue our worship of God through our offering. The noisier offering today will be gathered for blessing bags.
Thank you.
invite you to stand and sing our offering.
God, you made us and everything else. You provide for our every need and break the bread we break and the wine we pour come from you. Help us eat and drink with thanksgiving. Fill us with the love you have for us and for others. We receive Jesus in this meal. Make us all to be as Jesus in the Word.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O God, for you made the earth and all it is, and declared it good. Blessed are you, for in Christ you entered into creation, into our humanity, into our vulnerability, into our mortality. You stayed with us through conflict, through suffering, through death. Blessed are you for raising Jesus from the dead, in him promising new life to us all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them all, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he blessed it and gave it to all for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Come, Lord Jesus, in this meal and make us alive again. By your Spirit, bind us to the holy communion of saints in every time and place, and make us your body in the world, bringing light and healing to all.
Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Come now, for all is prepared and all are truly welcome to receive the sacrament of our Lord. You may be seated. invite you to stand. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace now and forever.
Amen.
Holy, generous one, we say thank you.
Thank you.
You've gathered and fed us like the multitude on the hillside, and we are full of life. We say,
thank you.
With this food, give us strength to live and to live fully. We say,
thank you.
We love one another like a family, and we trust you to serve the world until we meet again. And we say,
thank you.
In the name of Jesus, our Christ, who feeds the world.
Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you, the Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy, the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.